Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Opening the Door to Your Enterprise Infrastructure, WebSphere Business Event on System Z. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn about the IBM WebSphere Business Events, a software system designed specifically for managing the business events flowing across systems and people with the goal of providing timely insight and response. Now, the speakers for today's teleconference are Robert Sawyer, BPM Product Manager, WebSphere Business Events, and Peter Crocker, Product Architect, WebSphere Business Events. At this time, I would like to hand the call over to Mr. Robert Sawyer. Please go ahead.
Greetings. I'm Robert Sawyer, Product Marketing Manager in WebSphere Business Process Management. With the privilege of leading up messaging around our business event processing space, including our flagship BEP product, WebSphere Business Events, I'm joined today by Peter Crocker, Product Architect for WebSphere Business Events, and we're about to share some exciting news about how you can leverage the power of BEP, detecting and correlating key events occurring throughout your entire enterprise. And this now includes KIX events and support for the ZOS platform to transform insight into action. Next chart, please. To set the stage, we've been leveraging technology to improve productivity for years. Now, however, we're experiencing an elevation of the ways in which we've applied technology in the past. In a word, our planet is becoming smarter. Now, this isn't just a metaphor. And I'm not talking about the knowledge economy or even the fact that hundreds of millions of people from developing nations are gaining the education and skills to enter the global workforce. I mean the infusion of intelligence into the way the world literally works, the systems and processes that enable physical goods to be delivered, manufactured, bought and sold, services to be delivered, everything from people and money to oil, water, and electrons moving, and billions of people working. What all this means is that the digital and physical infrastructures of the world are converging. Chart 3. As such, the reality of living in a flat, globally integrated world is upon us. Not only are traditional business environments changing, but the amounts and pace of change has accelerated dramatically. The new consumer is a different consumer. Expectations have changed dramatically. Consumers now expect instantaneous gratification to their personal needs, and we must meet that expectation or somebody else will. Recently, we've seen how economies, credit markets, and access to capital can change. We've watched energy shortfalls and erratic commodity prices. All of these changes directly impact business, and we've seen businesses struggle to adapt. Superpowers are slowing, new economies are merging. With a digital flat world, we've seen unprecedented ease of access to markets from global competitors. So how do businesses evolve to adapt and respond dynamically? It's about changing the business quickly and effectively in the face of unprecedented fluctuations in the business environment. Next chart. For a moment, think about your business network. And not just your IT infrastructure, but the broad network of relationships and interactions that make up your business. Most organizations reflexively think of their business network within the walls of the business, and with good reason. And in today's world, these internal networks are changing rapidly. Organizational structures are changing. Traditional hierarchical organizations are becoming matrixed and geographically dispersed. Mergers and acquisitions are accelerating. And lower employee loyalty is driving higher levels of churn in your workforce. Even at a personal level, changes are accelerating. Job roles are more nebulous. Ad hoc teaming across organizations is growing. Now, on this chart, we can see the business network for an insurance carrier. There is a formal corporate structure with employees organized by lines of business, but the organization is becoming blurred. Complex claims are processed across divisions, and ad hoc teams are needed to customize insurance offerings for demanding customers. In the meantime, the company must ensure consistency and compliance across all the activities within the business to meet regulatory demands. Chart 5. The fact is that the business network is significantly broader than most organizations initially perceive, composing an extensive set of relationships between employees, customers, suppliers, partners. Here we're looking at the same insurance company and the much broader set of interactions that make up their business network. The company outsources some low-level claims processing and customer service, maintains and manages relationships with demanding customers, and must maintain a large network of independent agents and producers that are the lifeblood of the business. In short, whether this company is prepared for it or not, whether you're prepared for it or not, your business network is becoming more dynamic. Chart 6. And the reality is that most organizations are not equipped. Ineffective inventory management leads to lost sales. Supply chain disruptions increase costs. Poor workload management leads to dissatisfied employees. A recent IBM Global CEO study noted that 85% of CEOs require more insight into their organizations. Chart 7. Companies need to gain more insight into their dynamic business networks, the processes, events, and services that comprise it, and then transform that insight into action. Key products from business process management, including WebSphere Business Events, are just the ticket for such transformation. Chart 8. So what is WebSphere Business Events? Well, let's first address the question, what is Business Event Processing, BEP? And so to start, what exactly is an event? An event, simply put, is any action or electronic signal or message indicating a change in the state of the business that has occurred or even has not occurred. A business event, then, is any such event that has relevance to the business. And you can see from this chart just a few factoids. Nearly 4 trillion RFID events are emitted each day. Large companies can experience up to 800 billion business events daily. And pertinent to this call, over 30 billion KIX transactions per day occur. Chart 9. So then business event processing is the ability to sense when a business event has occurred, or again not occurred, indicating an actionable business situation, and then to coordinate the right response at the right time, thereby transforming insight into action. As mentioned, in large organizations, tens of millions or even billions of events occur every day, but not all events or event occurrences are of equal importance. Providing insight requires the ability to determine when an event or pattern of related or seemingly unrelated events from one or more sources has occurred, and then to coordinate the execution of the responses to that pattern of events. Recognizing the complexity, excessive time and cost that would be required to write custom code for such a solution, software technology has emerged specifically designed to address these requirements. So BEP is the next generation of event processing technologies as it empowers the business user to define the business context of event activity. And from the picture, we can think of each of these events as some real-world occurrence, a point of sales purchase, a meter signal, maybe no meter signal, an RFID tag emitting event. From there, these events need to be captured and correlated and then posited into context for appropriate action. The purchase can indicate a reward threshold has been exceeded. The lack of meter output could be business impacting if it's a consistent occurrence. The GPS signal or RFID tag emission could indicate an SLA impacting situation. As mentioned, BEP empowers the business user, as it's traditionally business managers and analysts who understand actionable situations, that is, key events and the desired actions to be taken. Next slide. So this chart illustrates a conceptual view of the business event processing flow. There are 3 basic elements: events, the event processing system, and then actions. And again, as I mentioned, events are any electronic message or signal emitted or published by any process executing in the extended information infrastructure. And these include sensors, databases, third-party application suites, legacy applications, business process workflows, activity monitors, content from external sources, and transactions, for instance, from KIX. Although events can be sent directly to the event processing system, most often events are published to an enterprise message transport service, such as JMS, or maybe IBM's MQ, Message Broker, or Enterprise Service Bus, ESB. Our use of the cloud in this particular chart illustrates events published to the enterprise message service. Any process can subscribe or consume events from the cloud. In this illustration, we show the WBE system running on any network server subscribing to certain events of interest as defined by the user. Then when events are consumed, the WBE system immediately attempts to execute the user-defined logic. And this logic is used by WBE to understand which events are of interest, how to evaluate and correlate events for detecting event patterns, and what actions or responses to create and emit when actionable events or patterns are detected. Actions like events are electronic messages emitted by the WBE system. Action messages are used to inform people or other systems when an actionable situation has been executed. Presumably, when informed, people will react and systems will execute. An action might be an email alert, an update to a dashboard or a database, again, a message to a transaction processing system, or a message that might initiate the processing of an application, or maybe invoke a business process or service. Actions can be communicated directly to a system, can be published to the messaging transport service for consumption by any process, or transmitted directly back into the WBE system for recursive event processing. In summary, events are emitted, communicated, and then processed by WBE, where when actionable situations are discovered, action messages are published by WBE informing people or systems of the situation resulting in a response. So this sense and response processing is often a continuous recursive flow of events and actions among systems driven by the processing of events. This flow mimics, if you think about it, how business operated before automation. When certain activities occurred in one department, it would trigger a response from another department, which when completed would initiate activities in yet another group, and so on and so on and so on until the process came to a logical conclusion. For example, if there are three product inquiries from the same prospective client within a five-day period, we'd want to respond by initiating sales activities resulting in a purchase, which drives a product order requiring shipment, billing, and accounts receivable activities. So this right-time processing of these disparate systems was coordinated based on a preceding event or an event pattern. That's chart 11. As I mentioned earlier, WebSphere Business Events, or WBE, is IBM's flagship BEP product, representing the convergence of power and ease of use. Through a non-programmatic, easy-to-use UI, it empowers the business user to define the events to watch for and actions to take, while the runtime engine itself employs the power of complex event processing. Now I'm going to hand it over to Peter for a look under the hood and more on the architecture of WBE and new news on how WBE transforms insight into action for Kix, System Z, and other items. Peter?
Thank you, Rob. Chart 12. Here we show how some of that ability to provide both complex event processing within business user interface is provided. And to achieve this, we have separation in the UIs that we're using. We have, on the one hand, our design tool from the top of this picture, where the user identifies the logic that is relevant to the business situations they're trying to capture. This is performed through an intuitive interface tailored for writing a BEP application logic. And it's presented in a form that can be directly read and have a meaning for the business itself. Then have a separation for our design data tooling shown in the middle of this chart, which achieves the connectivity required to join the IT infrastructure up to this abstraction that we're trying to form above, where the business user can compose their logic. And here, as well as performing the connectivity from the various event sources, there's the ability to enrich from external sources such as databases or WebSphere iLog J rules. Then along the bottom of this chart, we list out some of the additional tools that can support the development and visualization of an event processing application. We have the tester, where a user can create the event that they wish to send in to test out their system. Here you can experience how your event processing application is going to react to events that it receives, validate and fix the way it is working. Capture and replay, where you can record a set of events, perhaps on a system where you're experiencing some unusual behavior, and replay those either immediately on that same system or perhaps more likely on an alternate test system at a later date to retest your application for that particular circumstance you've captured. And finally, of the tools I'm showing here, we have the dashboard, the ability to display through widgets such as bar charts or dials or many others, what is occurring with this system, what events are being received and their number. In chart 13, chart 13, we start to look outside the realms of web service events to what this product can connect to. Starting, as already covered by Rob, we have the ESBs, Web Service Events Message Broker, and connectors provided by WB itself. And beyond that, other WebSphere or cross-band products that allow you to connect to, for example, the repository, Services Fabric, Process Server, Monitor, Cognos, some of the Tivoli, and so for this audience, the Kix and IMS applications out there. Now I'm going to take a few minutes in the following charts to touch on a few of these integrations and put in reference to others as appropriate as we work through the charts. So chart 14, here we see the general topology you might expect when integrating WBE with an Enterprise Service Bus or ESB. So you'd use this for observing the existing traffic flowing within your ESB, to capture existing events or new events that you wish to connect into your business event processing. And as well as capturing the events, this is also an obvious source for sending out the actions that you wish to take within your business. This provides optimizations where you can reuse your existing ESB infrastructure, skills that you already have for the integration and transformation and routing of the events already flowing through your system, and extends the reach of the formats and protocols that would be otherwise supported directly by WBE. So for support for industry standards such as Swift, for example, and non-XML formats. Moving on to chart 15. Here we look at how business event processing and business activity monitoring come together. Insight into action refers to both the processing of business events and the need to obtain clear understanding of the patterns within those events, but then there's also the requirement to visualize those to get the true value from those events. So with business activity monitoring, we add to a business event processing application the ability in real time to visualize business operations and activities that are ongoing, and to present those actionable insights to the end user. So here, WebSphere Business Events has a close integration with WebSphere Business Monitor. WebSphere Business Monitor, as you may know, provides business users with the ability in real time to visualize the performance and the results of their business process. It is a comprehensible business activity monitoring solution, providing users and managers with real-time end-to-end view of their business processes and operations. Achieves this through customizable business dashboards based on the calculations around key performance indicators. Those metrics can be derived from business processes, business activity data, and the business events that may have in fact come from your business event processing application. Is brought to you through various means, including lightweight interfaces, smartphones, corporate portals, and desktops applications. So in the next chart, slide 16, we show how the two products, WebSphere Business Events and WebSphere Business Monitor, can be used to work together. We've enabled the bidirectional flow of events between the two products to allow the actions that come out of WebSphere Business Events to flow directly into Monitor so that you can see and aggregate on those actions. Similarly, on the inbound side, we can take triggers that may have been identified by your business monitor and use those as events to feed into this event processing runtime. Chart 17, here we show how both of these products have been integrated into the same platform and approach through the use of business space, where role-based business spaces can be created. This is a unique way in which, through a Web 2.0 interface, you can create an environment that automatically adapts to the process information it presents based on the role of the user, It provides the user with capabilities to collaborate on anything from process models through to viewing of the key performance indicators, the logic they wish to construct within their business event processing application, and more. Every user has the ability to tailor their own environment to suit the way they wish to see their world. And this is a standard environment in which IBM is bringing together the different visualizations from products across the portfolio. Moving on to chart 18, particular relevance to this audience, we have enhancements from the KIX CICS product, where we now have direct integration with WebSphere Business Events. And this opens the world of your KIX applications to be able to do business event processing on the events that are already in your existing applications or those that you wish to create. So through this, we're able to gain insight from those KIX applications, and through similar capabilities, IMS applications also. Enables the instantiation of follow-on processing based on the actionable patterns defined within business events, increasing the efficiency and effectiveness of both those applications, but the logic that you lay on top of those applications. So here we can see through business event processing how we can unleash new value on the existing assets on the Z platform, both for KIX or IMS applications. Chart 19 gives you a flavor for how this is achieved in the case of KIX. So as of KIX TS version 4.1, which became available in June last year, included in that product was the ability to emit events from KIX. And it allows support for existing business logic to be instrumented to emit events without changing the application code itself. Tooling is used to define those events and then to specify to the runtime how to detect when such an event occurs, to indicate how they're to be formatted, in our case, formatted in such a way that they can directly go into the business events runtime, and how they should be routed and deployed in the KIX system. The KIX runtime will detect such events, and if enabled to emit them, will capture those events, and without any changes to your application code, send them on to the receiving system. We can see that there's support for both WebSphere Business Monitor, WebSphere Business Events, and other consumers. The support is open-ended in that a user can define further endpoints for these kind of events. This new event processing capability is core to the KIX runtime and is provided with the qualities of the service you'd expect from KIX itself. Worth mentioning at this stage, the similar support within IMS, where within RDZ, you can drag and drop code snippet onto your IMS application, and that in turn will generate the artifacts required when you compile this application, generate those artifacts, deploy them to your system so that, again, events can be emitted into the WB runtime. Now going to hand back to Rob, who's going to take us through a further example and conclude the session.
All right, thanks, Peter. I just wanted to take a minute and share a customer testimonial on the power of BPM and business event processing in action with KIX. And this is a large university that has had an exciting SOA and BPM transformation on System Z, revolutionizing their student enrollment and registration process. So at this university, IBM implemented a KIX transaction server software solution that delivered robust performance and security. IBM provided a business process management solution in addition, which connected the user interface to the KIX transaction server via an update server that allowed real-time information and the ability to deliver any potential errors directly to the .NET front-end application. a user inputs information via a .NET front-end web-based application, and then the Kix transaction server is programmed to send the information to the student record immediately after which they will update the information in real time. Now, student registration and student records, including current and future billing or overdue payment information, are being entered and updated in real time using the Kix transaction server interface from the .NET application front end. Now, this university is continuing their enterprise modernization by adding monitor and business event processing to their BPM solution and tying them together with Kix, and realizing the excellent business benefits that this will bring to them. So there are a couple scenarios where they will be using Webster Business Events. The first is in the online registration process, where when class details are updated, an event is emitted to WBE with class, location, and student group IDs. WBE will then take action to notify the affected students so that they can make their necessary adjustments. And the other initiative was on the student withdrawal process. Essentially, this university wanted to find a way to identify the early warning signs of a potential student withdrawal so that they could take action to help that particular student succeed. This would not only be beneficial to the student, but from the university standpoint, would benefit them in being able to retain students and help with the associated revenue and eliminating the tedious manual process of processing the current paper trail of a withdrawal request. So with WBE, they were able to identify patterns of events that in combination might flag a high likelihood of a withdrawal. For instance, when a student does poorly on the first exam, or when they aren't answering emails from the professor, or when they are not attending class. The theory is that the professor is there to teach and grade a student's performance, not necessarily to police each student's behavior. So Webster Business Events will flag the behavior which will potentially lead to a student withdrawal, which will provide the school with the ability to take action before the withdrawal is imminent. Next chart, please. So as you get ready to begin your projects, you can find a wealth of additional information at the IBM website, ibm.com/BPM and ibm.com/SOA, including white papers, demonstrations, and client case studies. To help prioritize business goals and identify project areas, you can also leverage the IBM BPM Business Value Analyzer. You can also, of course, contact your IBM representative or business partner to schedule a business process improvement workshop at your facility. These sessions can help with process analysis and recommendations, solution analysis and definition, and proof of technology for an in-depth product experience. Chart 22, and I just wanted to close with a reminder that Impact 2010 is coming soon. It will be May 2nd to the 7th at the Venetian in Las Vegas. So here's the top five reasons to attend Impact 2010. As we've mentioned, we can work smarter and achieve business agility now. Number two, you can get the best technical education in the shortest amount of time. Number three, you can lower risk and optimize business performance. Number four, get access to leading experts in business and technology. Number five, save money. It's always a good thing. And if there were to be a number six, I'd say that's probably that Peter and I will also be there. Odds are good anyway. So sign up now and save today. And again, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Robert and Peter. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a question and answer session with our presenters. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Question 1. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Pause for a moment. Question two, how was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Once again, we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to respond. Question 3. Please rank your knowledge of business event processing before attending this teleconference. If you were unfamiliar, press star 1. If you had some knowledge, press star 2. If you were very familiar, press star 3. Please stand by for our next question. Question 4. After this teleconference, do you feel you've been able to identify event-driven opportunities within your business? If no, press star 1. If uncertain, press star 2. If definitely, press star 3. Stand by for our final question. And our final question today, we've hoped you've enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding products discussed today. If yes, star 1, and if no, star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you again for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask a question, simply press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Now remember, if you've joined us using a speakerphone, to turn off your mute function before signaling. Once again, that is star then 1 to ask a question. While we wait for questions to queue, I'll turn the call back over to Mr. Sawyer. And thank you, Mr. Sawyer and Mr. Crocker. At this point, we have no questions. Once again, to our audience, that is star, then 1. And we do have one question coming from WellPoint's Jerry Sun.
Yeah, my name is Jerry. I just would like to ask a question. How does Prada integrate with our message board product? It seems it's not clear in your slideshow. I would like to know how does Prada integrate with the message board. Thank you.
Sure. Peter, do you want to take that one?
Yeah. So Jerry, hi. Yes, it's difficult to get the right pitch for. A general audience, but I can certainly answer that and have a pitch that would take us probably through an hour to go through all the options you have around there. So for Message Broker, we essentially provide nodes, plug-in nodes that you can extend your Message Broker toolkit with, and those are around the concepts of sending events from Message Broker into WBE and the converse, the receiving of actions that WBE is emitting to then trigger your message flow. So those are the points that where we integrate with Message Broker, very much around our events and our actions.
Yeah, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, my question is that we already have the message broker. Message broker can trigger all the transaction. Why do I need this WBE runtime?
Right. Okay. So message broker is primarily there around being able to route your messages as they flow through the enterprise, getting them to the right place, providing the transformations that are required as you're trying to get them from A to B, and providing that in a place where you can modify them without modifying the application. What we're doing in WBE is we're not just dealing with a single message, although we obviously have to have that basic kind of capability. But we're dealing with patterns of events across time. So I'm looking for a pattern of A happens, then B happens, and B might have something within one of the fields, and looking for those kind of patterns that are of interest to the business. And those patterns may take place over a few seconds, but also maybe taking place over minutes, hours, or days. So we're looking to correlate those messages.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yep, thank you.
And once again, if you do have a question, please press star then one now. We'll pause again for just a moment. Gentlemen, no further questions in our queue. Back to you. Well, that does conclude today's conference call. We thank you for your participation.